Montpellier Beauty, Stray FM's health and wellbeing show.
Right, it's time to look at our skin once again, and we are here with Montpellier Beauty's Judy. Hello, Judy.
Hello, Beth. Hi.
Now, we're going to explore something that I had never even thought about today. The difference between when your skin is dry and when your skin is dehydrated. Surely they mean the same thing.
They don't actually, no, and that's why I thought I'd have, you know, chat about this today a little bit, because it's quite a common mistake that people make, and understandably, because they sound the same, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
But we treat them in different ways, and so I think it's important that we differentiate between what is a dry and what is a dehydrated skin, because if they're actually treated incorrectly, you know, they can do the skin more harm than good. So the classic sign of dehydrated skin means it lacks water in the skin cells. The big difference with dehydrated skin as opposed to dry is that generally the condition comes and goes. You know, you'll get periods of time over the year when your skin is dehydrated.
What will it feel like? What does dehydrated
feel? Well, it will feel tight when they've cleansed it. That sort of thing, that horrible, tight, nasty sore feeling. But it will tend to come and go. Whereas when we come to talk about a dry skin, there are a few different, slightly different features that you would see. So basically speaking, dehydrated skin lacks water in the skin cells, which means that skin cells aren't performing as well. But one of the classic hallmarks of a dehydrated skin is it's often accompanied more by a normal or even excessive amount of oil on the skin surface. Your skin is dry underneath an oily layer. It's not just about drinking loads of water, which I think is, you know,
I was going to ask actually, should we just fix it by a couple of pints of water?
No. I mean, the word hydration, we do, as you say, think of drinking gallons of water. The skin's the largest organ in the body, and actually it's the last organ to absorb water. But I'm not saying don't drink water, because it's clearly good for function in the body or your organs, but it's not just suddenly going to go poof to your skin and
yeah.
So that's why you need more topical products with ingredients that promote hydration.
So if it's dry skin, then what about dry skin?
Okay, well, dry skin, as I said earlier, it's a recognised skin type, and it actually lacks oil. So if we think of dehydrated skin lacks water, dry skin lacks oil and needs to be moisturised. It will feel tight all the year round, that's the difference, and it'll feel rough to touch, it's often a bit flaky and it's itchy. So those are the things to look out for. And basically this is because the lipid and the barrier of the skin is damaged, caused by all sorts of things, sun damage, smoking, all the usual environmental things as well. If the barrier to your skin is damaged, you will get water loss. What you're going to have to put on your skin surface then is moisture, which will help trap the natural oils, and that will stop the water loss. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, yeah. So the barrier is that sort of slightly oily layer on top of the skin, which works like a lid, like a lid of a saucepan.
It does, absolutely.
If you don't have the lid on, it's all just going to evaporate out.
If you think of putting oil on water, it keeps the water in. So that's why you need more topical products with ingredients that promote hydration. And these products are called humectants, which we have talked about before.
Humectants,
yes.
Okay.
They have the ability to absorb moisture from the air and bind it to the skin.
Wow!
I know.
That sounds very, like
it's a bit
spacey,
sci-fi.
Yeah.
Yes, I know. Well, these are products, we've talked about it before, that very long word called hyaluronic acid.
Yes.
Which took me a long time to learn to say it properly.
I leave that one to you.
Yeah, yeah. But if people see HA on any product, that stands for hyaluronic acid, and it is a humectant, promotes hydration into your skin. And certainly if you are having a humectant applied to your skin, if you drink more water, it helps, because it can attract up to 1,000 times its own weight.
So what should people do then if they want to find a product like this, or maybe they're not actually sure which product it is their skin needs?
Yes,
what would your advice be?
My advice is to come and see me.
Yeah.
Really, because it's quite hard to work out yourself. If you've got a skin that is feeling tight, sore, flaky, rough, maybe even a little bit inflamed, that's a sign that it's a dry skin, a dehydrated skin. One way of testing to see if you're dehydrated is just by picking up the skin. Usually people do it on the back of the hand or the back of their wrist. and it's called the turgor, or the elasticity of the skin.
I've heard of this before. Yeah. And so if it stays
if
in
it
place...
stays up for about 10 seconds into this little tent. I mean, I'm doing it to the back of my hand, aren't I, Beth?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm probably a little bit dehydrated just coming
not
back
too
from
bad,
Spain.
Though.
But it's not too
it's
bad.
Not, no,
it's
I think
it's
goes
going back
now.
Quite quickly.
So if somebody wants to come and talk to you, remind us where you are and how to get in touch.
OK, well, we're in the Montpellier Quarter, just down the road from Betty's, around the corner from Slug and Lettuce. We're above And Hair, the hair salon, just on the second floor.
Yeah.
And just visit my website, montpellierbeautytherapy.com, or my Facebook page, Montpellier Beauty, and all our contact details are on there.
We'll put plenty of links as well from StrayFM.com so they can find you that way. Judy, thank you very much, and good luck to everyone who's working out whether they have dry or dehydrated skin.
Absolutely.
Officially not the same thing.
Officially not the same thing.
Montpellier Beauty on StrayFM's Health and Wellbeing Show.